Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest friends. This is the third shiur on the topic of the pasuk that tells us that the korban reishis, which Rashi explains for us, is referring to the shtei alechem, and the bikurim. First, both are first bikurim, first fruits. And the carbon Nishtei Alechem is called the Mincha Chadasha. It's from the new grain. So these two ratios are allowed to be of Su'o and Dvash, as well as the other carbonates which are not allowed to be. And we were marich that the problem with the Su'o and the Dvash, that they represent the Eitz HaRa. The Su'or is the Yetzirah HaPnimi, that's the Yetzirah inside of us, and then the Dvash represents the external Yetzirah, things outside of us that tempt us. And it's not a Reich Nichoch LaShem. But the Reishis, when they started off, it was terrific, because the purpose of the Yetzirah is really to allow us to earn our keep, to overcome the Sienis. אז אנחנו ממשיכים שוב על פי תורת מורינו ורבינו זצ"ל רב דוד. אז נמצא, לפי שאמרנו, that it's not the עצם סוער and the דבש that are אסור להקרב במזבח, because like we said, if you put them לשם עצם, if it's for firewood, if it's to help the fire burn, then סוער and דבש are allowed to go on the מזבח. So it's not the problem that they go on the מזבח, because l'shem etzim is mutter. They're just not allowed to go as a reich nichoach, as a carbon, as part of a carbon. V'chein, d'shar yisor v'dvash, kol she'en ha'davar mityaches l'ra shebehem. And sor and dvash are also permitted, as long as it doesn't relate to the evil part of them. In other words, as long as you relate to the positive of the Sor and Dvash, you're fine. And that's what permits the Bikurim and the Shtei Alechem, because we're relating to the Reishis, where it was good at the beginning. So if Tzor and Dvash relates to the good, then it's fine. And Memela yesh lemot gam lehefech. V'chol shetei hityachasut behakrava l'Tzor ve'advash. Im hara shehim mesamlim, if there's a relationship in the hakrava to the Tzor and the Dvash with the evil that they symbolize, and it's considered a carbon with the ra that the Tzor has represents, so even if before they're not makriv the Seor, the carbon is going to be included in the Isser. If it relates to the Ra, it's included in the Isser. And with this we can understand, we see in the Sugin Menochas and Daf Nun Ches, that Seor is Hutter Mechlaloi. Seor is permitted, even though it's normally forbidden, it's permitted in a certain instance by Krav LeMizbeach. When is that? The Shtei Alechem, that you bring the Kvasim LeMizbeach, so the Kvasim, so these Kvasim relate to the Shtei Alechem. So it's Hutter Mechlalo, in other words, despite the fact that the Shtei Alechem Efchamets, they still go on the Mizbeach, in the form of the Kvasim that come with the Shtei Alechem. In the writings of the Brisk Rov, Kisvei Agriz, Dafnun Zayin with Beis, he asks, the Hakrova is not with the Kvasim, it's with the Shtei Alechem. So what's the Isra Hakrova is Shayach that we should say Hutter Bechlaloi? Ayin Shem B'divrei Arav Mibrisk, and that would seem to be the Kasha of the Meshe Chochma. As well, so based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that since the Kvasim and the Lechet are one carbon, and they are matir the lechem, the kvasim are matir the lechem, they're considered one, in kana mokum laharich. If so, behakrovas hakvasim, when you're makriv the kvasim, selikt in them, munach bazeh, Shu korban sheish basur, when you're makar of the kvasim, this is considered a carbon that has so'ol, it has leaven, because it relates to the leaven, it relates to the bread. Shebezeh lo akravat asmo asor atzmo asura, ela asuru akorban sheish bo se'or. It's not being makar of the se'or that's asur. A carbon that contains se'or is asur, because se'or is ra, and it can't be l'reich nechoch, and therefore, the shtei alechem is considered davar hanimna, something that can't be because of the yisur of se'or, if not for the fact that it was hutter. The sore was hutar mechlaloi. And so, like we said, anything that relates to the sore, if the carbon relates to the sore, even if it doesn't actually have sore, but since it's a siachsis to se'or, like the carbon of the kvasin, which is one with the one carbon with the bread, with the shtei alechem, so if not for the hutter mechlalo, it would be aser to bring the kvasim on the mizbeach. V'yesh lodun l'fizeh b'machakotzev b'kisvei harav mi'brisk in menachas and daf nun ches amir aleph, and what the Mordechai says in Psochim, he proves that reicha, that smell, lav milsa, is not significant, doesn't forbid the item in consumption. It doesn't. It's not significant, this reich. How does he prove it, the Mordechai? Because the Torah, because Toda, in the carbon Toda, there are 30 chometz stick of breads and 10 leavened breads, and they're baked together. So the chometz stick of breads have the reach of chometz. See, so the Mordechai says, see from here that reicha lav milsa. It must be that reicha is lav milsa. Why? Because if it was milsa, if it was significant, then the lachme matzah would be aser, because they're baked with the lachme chometz. They get the smell of the lachme chometz. It must be that they don't get the smell. It must be that reichas lav milsa, even though they get the smell, but it's not significant. But l'chora, loy domi klal, it's not comparable at all. Why not? Because by a toida, what matters is that it should be matzah. There's no iser chometz. So therefore, even if it has the reich of chometz, it doesn't bother us that it has the reich of chometz. Even if you say reich of milsa, but it doesn't bother us because it's still called matzah. It doesn't turn into chametz just because it gets the reich of matzah. It doesn't turn into chametz because it gets the reich of chametz. It remains matzah. So the ikar by the toida is that it's matzah and remains matzah even with the reich of chametz. But when there's an iser of chametz, there we can say that reich milsa. So in other words, the Brisker Rav is asking Akasha and the Mordechai. The Mordechai wants to say Reicha Lav Milsa, because the Lachmei Matzah are baked with the Lachmei Chometz, and the Brisker Rav's assertion is Mapitom. There, the reason it's okay to bake the two together is because the Lachmei Matzah remain Lachmei Matzah even after they absorb the smell of the Lachmei Chometz. Even if you hold Reicha Milsa, but it still remains Matzah. Ashenkin, if there's an Isser Achilas Chometz, so Mimela, there you would say Reicha Milsa, if it absorbed the smell of chametz. So it would be Aser. So Brisker Rav wants to say, really, you can't prove it Reicha's Milsa. And the Mordechai's proof is not a proof. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that Lachmei Toda, has a carbon that goes with it, just like shtei alechem has the kvasim. So to lachmei toda also has a carbon that goes with it. He brings a carbon shlamim. So there is a carbon that goes with it, just like by the Shtei Alechem we have the Kvasim. At Kamashe Ein Din Shel Lachmei Chametz, if there's no din of Lachmei Chametz, they have an Isser of Hakrava Seor. In other words, because of the carbon would have a din of Seor, just like the if they don't have a din of Lachmei Chametz, then it's like the carbon is being sacrificed with Seor. And there'd be an Isser of Akrava Seor, just like by if the Shtei Alechem would have an Isser of Akrava Seor, if not Shirutu Mechlala. Kivan Shinase Arech Echadimahem Ubechlalamu, Veino Davar Nefrad Velachme Hamatza, Lotru Mechlalam, Lachain Havale Shapir, the Isser Shal Akrava Seor, Ilav Derech Alav Milsahi, Kumashi Kosavan Mordechi. In other words, you have this problem here of being Makriv Seor. In other words, the carbon is one with the lachmei matzah, and if the lachmei matzah are absorbing the smell of the lachmei chametz, then they have an isser of seor. The lachmei matzah are not hotur machlala, so they should have an isser of seor. Havalei shapir b'isser shel akrava seor, if not for the fact that recha milsa. So since you have recha milsa. Since Recha is Lav Milsa, like the Mordechai says, so then it's not a problem that you're being makrib with these karbanos that are connected, that are linked to the Lach Mechametz. Because yes, the Lach Mechametz absorb the smell of the Lach Mei Matzah, absorb the smell of the Lach Mechametz, but it doesn't bother us because Recha Lav Milsa. But if you would say Recha Milsa, that would mean that the Lach Mei Matzah absorb the Seor, the smell of the Seor. And then when you're bringing the carbon, you're bringing the Seor and the Mizbech in an Asur way. Normally when you bring the carbon, you're allowed to bring it. It's obviously Mutter, the fact that it has, that there are Chametz loaves doesn't bother us. But the problem is that the matzah loaves, the 30 matzah loaves, when they absorb the taste of the chametz loaves, that means that you're bringing forbidden Seor on the Mizbech when the carbon goes in the Mizbech, just like it would have been like that when it comes to the Shtei Alechem. That it would be considered that you're bringing Seor on the Mizbech when you bring the Kvasim, because the Shtei Alechem, which are connected to the Kvasim, have Seor. If not for the fact that Hutcher Mechlala. Otherwise, it would be considered as if you're bringing the Seor on the Mizbech when you bring the kvasim on the mizbeach. So there it's not a problem of hutur machlalo. But here there's no hutur machlalo when it comes to the lachamim of matzah. So if they're absorbing the taste of the smell of the seor breads, then when you bring the shlamim on the mizbeach, it's like you're bringing forbidden seor. So from Dante's Gedringen, Kumtois, it emerges then that Recha is Lav Milsa, and therefore we don't have a problem with these with the Lachmei Matzah. V'chein yesh ladun b'ma shehikshe b'kisvei harav mibrisk, and the Gemara that says that Dvash is Hutur Mechlalo b'shiyari menochos. The shiyari menochos, you're allowed to have Dvash on the remnant of the menochos. Ma she'en kein se'ol, you're not allowed to have seor, you're not allowed to leaven the remnant of the menachas, but the remnant of the menachas you're allowed to have dvash in. So the Brisk Rav says, what's the hutur mechlalo in contrast to the seor? How can you call this hutra mechlalo? That's what the Gemara is saying. And it's called hutra mechlalo as opposed to the seor, which is not permitted in this instance. But you can't, it's not in the same category as Seor. Why? Because if you just place the Seor in the Shiari Menachos, there's no Isser. The Isser is to be Machmitz, is to leaven the mincha, but not just to place the leaven in the mincha. The yisur is to cause it to grow, to become chametz. That's the yisur when it comes to seor. But there's no yisur to place it in. Chametz, dvash, what are you doing? You're just placing it there. So what's mutter there is mutter there. What's mutter by the dvash is mutter by the seor. So it's like you're allowed to place the dvash. You're allowed to place the seor. Because by seor, the yisur is not the... by dvash, the yisur is not in placing it. The yisur is in being machmitz, causing it to become chametz. So the Gemara wants to say, no, there's a kula by dvash that we don't have by seor. Dvash is permitted to put into the shir menachos, seor not. Seor is also permitted to place in the shir menachos as long as it's not machmitz. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The yisur of chimutz shiarei hamenachos is in the same geder as the isur of hakrovas seol vidvash. Ha'isur shel chimutz shirei hamenachot is in the same geder as the isur of hakrovas seor and vash. Vimken. Hein omnam sha'isur shel seor eino b'seor atzmo el b'ma shepoel el chimutz b'amincha. So the Isser of being Machmet Shira Menachos is in the same gather as the Isser of Akrav, Seor, and Dvash. So it's true. The Isser of Seor is not in the Seor itself, but rather that the Seor is Machmet the Mincha, but Lemaisa, the Isser, Bazehu, Bayosai Dezeh Lemincha Sheish Batara. The Isser is that the Mincha has this evil of Seor after it becomes Chametz with the Seor. And if so, even Dvash, that gives Tam B'chol HaMincha, when you put in the dvash, the mincha is ra, because now it has the tam of dvash, of the sweetness of this yetzahara. Just like the mincha that has the ra of chimutz. So the dvash is only mutter because hutter mechlala. What's mutter with dvash was answered by seor. Because what's the Isser of Dvash? That it has the Rav Dvash. So we permitted the Rav Dvash by the Shira Menachos. We didn't permit the Rav Seor. What's the Rav Seor when it's Machmitz? That's the expression of the Rav Seor. When the Seor is Machmitz. So they are parallel. You can't say there's a Kula by Dvash we don't have by Seor. Because by Dvash, We call it evil. We allow you to eat it with the evil. We allow you to eat the shiari menachos with this evil. Mashen came by seor. We don't allow you to eat it with the evil, which is when you're machmitzit. So Briskerot's question is just placing it is fine by the seor. So how do you say that the dvash is more lenient? The answer is no. Dvash is more lenient because by dvash, when you have dvash in there, the evil, the sweetness, the Yetzer Hara, is present, and so too, and yet we're matir. And the parallel is we aser when the evil exists in the case of Sor, which is when it's machmitz. And we could also answer the kasha of the Sfasemis and Menachos. Why does Gemara bring the Hutter Machlala of Dvash from Shiari Menachos, not from the making of the Mincha itself? You're allowed to make the Mincha itself with Dvash, just not Seor. Call Mincha Shetakibel Hashem Lo Asis Echometz. You're not allowed to be Machmitzit, but Dvash is Mutter. So why does the Gemara come onto the Shiari Menachos? Why not the Mincha itself you can make with Dvash? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The mincha that you're eating, it's considered a mincha of dvash because you can taste the dvash. So that's considered that it's hutter mechlala. But basia, the nila is not in the achila, but etzem adavar klapi atzmo v'shmo. The dvash doesn't change the name. It's like placing the seor inside. Place seor inside doesn't do anything. There's no makom le'isser. So here also, just placing the dvash inside, there's no makom le'isser. There's only a makom le'isser if it changes its name. Just like by hachmatzis ha-mincha. When the mincha becomes muchmatz, then there's a shini hashem. If it, you just place the sor in there and nothing happens, so the name doesn't change. So that'd be permitted. What's forbidden is when you eat it, and that's the sherei mincha. When you eat it with dvash, that's a shini hashem, because you can taste the difference, and that parallels the shini hashem that's forbidden by seor when it's machmitz. At the outset, we had asked why the Gemara doesn't always, what the Ramban had asked, why the Torah doesn't mention lachmei todah as an exception, because lachmei todah also come chametz. So the answer is maybe it's included in Reishis, as the Reishis isn't only the first carbon, but it's also the Reishis, the beginning of the Yetzer Hara, which is something positive. So when you bring the Seor and connect it to the Reishis, the beginning of the Yetzer Hara, then it's permitted. So that includes not only the Shtei HaLechem, but also the Karban Todah. The Lechamim of Chametz, of Karban Todah, are also included in this Reishis, where the Reishis is good and you're allowed to bring it on the Zbech, in the middle of the Pasuk doesn't mention it. So Yishar Be'im Ha'la Arich Bozer, Ve'od Chazan Lemoed, Tadar Rabba Rabba Shehazantem. Shalom, shalom.